Hello, and welcome to this activity, which I like to call blind drawing. It's an invitation to participate in a short drawing activity with playfulness and attention. For this, you will need the following: an A4 sheet of white paper, a pen, preferably black ink, a space on the floor where you can lie on your back. You can pause this recording while you gather these materials and then return to listening to my instructions. Welcome back. Please find a place to lie on the floor on your back and place the paper and pen also on the floor at the side of you in such a way that you can make marks on the paper without lifting your head from the floor. If you're right-handed, place the sheet of paper on the floor somewhere on the right-hand side of your body and leave the pen resting on the paper for a moment. If you're left-handed, place the pen and paper somewhere on the left side and come to rest. Close your eyes. Find a position in lying that feels comfortable. Decide where you want to place your arms and legs, but make sure that the whole of your back and head remain in contact with the floor behind you or below you. Now bring your attention to yourself in lying. Notice how you've chosen to position yourself. Attend to any differences between your right side and your left side. Don't change anything. Next, bring your attention upwards towards the ceiling of the room that you're lying in. And imagine that you're somehow sitting in the rafters or at the ceiling and looking down at yourself with what we call a bird's eye view. Notice what your body looks like from this position of elevation. Pay attention to all the details. What do you notice? Now reach around with your hand for your pen and position it on the paper as if you were about to draw. Remember to keep your head on the floor so you cannot possibly see what you are drawing. Begin to draw a picture of yourself from this bird's eye perspective on the paper at the side of you. What's the first thing you draw? Is it the shape of your head? Is it a broad outline of the whole body? And you can keep drawing while I'm asking these questions. Do you begin with your feet or your legs? So keep going and adding more details to your drawing. And don't worry if your pen comes away from the paper from time to time. It's not an exercise in realism. And as you continue to draw your body on the paper, please pay attention to the details. Have you included your shoulders in the drawing yet? Or your elbows? What about your fingers? Your fingernails? I Have you attended to all the features on your face? Go back and add your eyes in, your cheekbones, your nose. Don't forget your chin. What about your eyelashes? Remember, you're drawing your body from the perspective of looking down on it from a bird's eye view. Keep going, adding more details as you remember them. And how is your breathing as you continue to draw? Where can you sense your weight is falling into the floor? Where can you sense or see space in and around your body parts? Attend to all the details of what you can see from this bird's eye view. Have you drawn your clothes on your body? Your t-shirt, your socks? Have you included any jewellery you may be wearing today? Rings, bracelets, body piercings, tattoos. And remember, you can shade in or colour any parts of you in your drawing. Okay, so in your mind's eye, use these final moments now to scan, feel, look over your drawing, in your mind's eye, of course, and add in any further details that you may have inadvertently missed. Include everything in your drawing. And just check, did you draw your legs, your arms, your torso, your neck? Do you remember to draw your hair and how it's falling onto the floor from your head? Just check over your drawing now a final time in your mind's eye. And only put your pen down when you feel satisfied with your, what we'll call your blind self-portrait. There are two short additional parts to this activity that you may now like to continue with. So if so, keep the recording running. If you feel you've done enough or are itching to see what your drawing looks like, then after this next instruction, please turn off the recording and you can return to these additional parts at a later time. But before you do anything else, if you're intending to stop now, turn your piece of paper over so your drawing faces the floor and sign, that is, write your name on the back of it. Then have a stretch or a yawn, do a few movements, and slowly, in your own time, bring yourself up into sitting and eventually standing. Then go for a short walk or have a cup of tea before looking at the drawing. And during that time, reflect for a moment upon how this activity has made you feel. Notice what thoughts, emotions, ideas come up for you. And then finally, when you're ready, find a moment to turn your artwork over and look with interest at your blind drawing. For those of you keeping going, bring your attention now to one part of your actual body that you really like. It could be on the inside or the outside. It could be, for example, your eyes or your hands. It could be your teeth or your legs. It could be a part of your body on the inside, like your lungs or your gut, perhaps, or your heart. You can only choose one part of you that for one reason or another you're grateful for today. So pick up your pen and, keeping your eyes closed, come back to your drawing and find a way to mark that part of your drawing in some way. Draw a little bit of attention to that part of you that you really like. You might shade it in or circle around it. Find your way of using only the pen to highlight this part of your body on your drawing, the part that you particularly like. Okay, put the pen down now. The next step is to choose a part, one part of your actual body, that for one reason or another, maybe you're not so satisfied with. Maybe it's not your favourite part. And it might be that you've got a few ideas that spring to mind when I suggest this. But this is an invitation to be selective, so just choose one. And in the same manner as before, find a way to draw a little attention to this part of your drawing. Shade it in or underline it or circle it. The part of your body that maybe you're not so happy, satisfied with today. And when you've attended to this part, again, put your pen down and turn the piece of paper over. And if you haven't already done this, then sign it on the back. That is, write your name and let it lie there for a while. And now you can have a stretch, have a yawn, move a little bit. Slowly bring yourself to sitting and eventually standing. Go for a short walk or maybe have a cup of tea. And while you're doing all of this, reflect upon the exercise of making your blind drawing and notice if any ideas, thoughts, emotions come into mind for you. Some people find this exercise really frustrating because of the restriction of working with the eyes closed or not being able to see what they're drawing. Some people find the exercise quite liberating and enjoy the seemingly impossibility of the task. Some people move between different states at various points in the process. What was it like for you? When you feel ready, go back to your paper and turn it over. And look with interest at the results of your pen on paper blind drawing experience. Thank you.